Good morning, Audioboo. It is only I here. Now, some of you may remember that it's probably a couple of years ago now, the great Mr. Hopkins, VI Podcasting, did a boo of microwaving his Gray's popcorn. I'm sure it would, had he released it, it would have been number one. Possibly the lights have gone in my kitchen. That's not so useful. Right. However, optical issues in the kitchen aside, I've been receiving Gray's boxes for a long, 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 long time, and doing the popcorn exactly as they tell you to do it, which is that you take the outer packaging off like this, and then you put the clever cardboard packet in a microwave and basically fill it full of radiation until it stops popping. However, it strikes me that a microwave heats from the middle outwards, so actually having a square packet like this is not a very efficient way of heating popcorn. So I was wondering whether there might just be a better way of doing this. So I'm just going to have a quick look and see if I have something which would be a little narrower than the package, but would still allow the corn to expand and fill a space. I'm wondering either about a plastic cup that I have here. So let's see. Yes, its footprint is significantly less than the packet here. And my only concern is that it would overflow quite a bit, but we could address that by standing it on a plate and then covering that, the whole assembly, with something. So maybe we'll try that. Alright, so plastic cup there. What I'm going to do is tip the popcorn in out of this packet and into there. So let's see if I can do this now. I could be completely ruining my one Gray's meal here, but it seems to be worth it in order to have a more efficient way of heating so as not to burn the popcorn. So I'll put apart the package if I can here. It doesn't want to do it in the normal way, so let's rip it open. Alright, so we have lots of oily popcorn in here. We don't know how oily it is before you put it in here. So that needs to go into this cup here. Surprisingly few corns in here. I always assumed that there were billions of the things, but well, maybe not quite billions, but I don't know. So sticky. It's harder than you'd think actually to get them out of here in one way. The idea here is efficiency. I don't want to be losing popcorn at this stage, because that would rather defeat the object somewhat. So let's scoop them out and put them in the cup. I mean, the ideal way, I would imagine, is actually to have something like a test tube or a a sort of sample jar type thing, something that's very tall and very thin, so that the radiation waves can, the microwaves indeed, can reach the popcorn in the quickest possible way.
possible time, reach the most popcorn in the quickest possible time. It's like, if you've ever made sort of Rice Krispie cakes, you know, with golden syrup or something. That's the feel of these things. When it comes out, so. Alright, let's see, have we got most of that? Not quite. I think there's more over there somewhere, let's get those ones. Don't let them escape right. It's certainly not a time-efficient way of doing this. Sorry about this. We'll get on to the fun bit in a minute with hopefully some good popping noises. Which is the main reason why I'm doing this anyway. Horrid sticky packet, and then the way I'm going to do this is stand the cup, plastic cup, in the middle of a plate, and then I have a microwave cover that I can put over the top of that to capture any corns that wish to escape. Hurts phones. Right, so that goes in there, and we find the microwave cover, which I think is on top of here somewhere. Yes, it is. And maybe I should take a photograph of this setup so that those who can see it can replicate it should they wish. On top of there a bit more firmly than I had intended, but well, is there a different way? Maybe I could, if I had that, a bowl of some sort, that would then push up the then making that bit higher. I don't want that bit to be higher. I want the surround to be. So let's see what I've got. Loose way of covering the thing. Maybe we'll just have to use this approach and just hope that it doesn't go everywhere. And take it as a learning thing if it does. Or, yeah. Unless I can. Difficult conundrum, this. It's a good word, conundrum, isn't it? How about if I made a something with some kitchen paper here. Just to boost the height a little bit of the cover. Let's see if I fold this up. Then I can, if that balances on, oh dear me, it's very complicated this. Yes, I could have it so that there was a, no. You think things should be easy. We'll use a different cup now, but I've now got sticky popcorn all over the place inside this one, so I don't really want to start doing that. What about if I... I have an idea, possibly. A possible idea. If I were... Right, I'm just going to pause the recording a second because you don't want to hear me get... I wonder if I did this, and then I wonder if I did that. Back in a second. Well, after a certain amount of messing about with bits of cardboard tube in order to raise the height of the lid, I've given up and gone back to the first approach, which was the plastic microwave thing. I shall take a quick picture of this so that for the boo. So that you have an idea. Autofocused. I found this works. Right. Now let's let the microwave do its worst, I suppose. Here we go.
Door closed.
The door closed because I never knew the door could just close. Here we go.
3 minutes 59 seconds.
Find nothing at all now. I won't have anything to eat. Not that this is the only thing that I have to eat, by the way. No sound at all to begin with. Starting to pop. It's more like a cough than a pop. Not sure this is any quicker.
I think the cover must have come loose, I can hear them hitting the plate. feel of the lid, yes, the lid has come away a bit, but actually, not too badly. It's very, ow, it's very, very hot. It's, ow! Like, very, very hot, actually. And it's just been a little bit burnt, which is a shame. But let's see how we've done. Can't claim that this was an unmitigated success, I think, but, you know. It takes a while to develop proper approaches to doing things. Right. Yes, there is lots of popcorn on the plate. Let's taste one. Mmm, tastes like popcorn. And the, in fact, this will make a better photograph, to be honest. the cup is overflowing with popcorn. That's, hopefully that did it. Well, there we go. Experiment over. No, I didn't want Flexi, I wanted Audioboo. Goodbye, Audioboo.